Masechtas Mikvoyos,
Perek Hey Mishnah Vov. Our Mishnah further discusses halacha of an ocean, Gal Shenitlish, a wave that detached itself from the ocean, and Uboy Aboyim Saw, the wave contains 40 saw, V'nofal Ala Odom V'ala Kelim, it fell on a person or on Kelim, so Tahirim, they have undergone a tefillah by the fact that the 40 saw fell on top of them, and therefore they're considered tor. And the Gemara explains that this is providing that they wanted to become tor. They wanted, they were mischaven for the tahara of the water. Kol mokoim shiyesh bo yaboim so, any place where there is 40 saw. So toivlin, you can toivl umatvilin, and you can also immerse kalim. A person or kalim can both be toivl in such water. And the Mishnah continues. Matvilin b'charitzin, one can be toivl in a dugout in the ground of an eitzin, or cracks in the ground that gathered megisham. U'b'parsus achamor hamareves b'biko, if the animals walked, and because they walked, they made little holes in the ground. It was soft earth, and then it hardened and it filled up with water. So, as long as all these holes are connected, so then you can combine all the water and all the holes and consider it as a mikveh of memsa. And obviously, we're talking about a case where the point of connection is the space and the width of two fingers, which is the shear of Sheferis Hanoid, which we consider a way to combine water and make it into one mikveh. Beshamei oimrim beshamei say matpilim bechadolus. A person may toivel in running rainwater, which is running off a mountain, although we are of the opinion that megishamim are not metaya bezoichlin. Beshamei is of the opinion that yes, it is metaya bezoichlin. May still say ain't matvilin. A person is not allowed to be toivel in a chadolus, in running rainwater. And really, there are two separate concerns. Number one is there's the concern of zoichlin, which Basil is of the opinion, which is the way we hold, that megisham are not metaher. They don't bring tahara upon a person while they're running. They have to be stationary. And the second concern over here is that we have a katafras. We have water that's laying on a slope, on an incline. And every time we have water on a slope, we consider katafras ein echibah. Water which is on a slope is not considered connected. And therefore, you never have a boim so b'mokim echad. But umoidim, Basil agree, Shehu goyder, at the bottom of the mountain, he can make a makeshift wall with kalim, betoivel behem, and he then can be toivel in the water which is being held back by the kalim that are barricading it from running further. And the kalim shegoder behem, let's say he used kalim which were tamei to make this makeshift wall, lahutfulu, they're not considered undergoing tefillah because they're only being immersed from one side. The opposite side, the outer side, is not coming in contact with the water until it runs out, and at that point it's zoichlin. So therefore, they hold that the kelim themselves will not become tor. Masechtas Mikvoyos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. And this Mishnah we discussed halachas of when we combine two collections of water to make it into one mikveh. Kol hamuriv, anything which is connected to the mikveh, is kemikveh, has the same halacha as the mikveh. Any water which is in the same area as the mikveh will have the halacha of the mikveh itself. And the Mishnah explains, chorei hamore, if one has a cave, that is a collection of water in the cave, and then there's crevices, or stokei hamore, there are cracks in the actual cave where the water is collected, and there's water that is collected in those pockets, and it has a point of connection to the water which has pooled in the general cave. So matvul ben, a person can be toivul in that area, kamo shehem, even though there's little water and you don't have a full amount of 40 saw in that area, because even a little point of connection is considered connected to the mikveh, and it is considered as if you have a mikveh 40 so in that area as well, because this is all considered one large mikveh. But halacha would differ if you have ukas amara, if you have a dugout in the a separate dugout location in the cave, which is not naturally connected to the rest of the waters, and you want to make a point of connection. So then, emat vilim ba, you can't immerse in the uka, in this hole that you made, you created in the cave. Elim kein hoisin in the kuva, unless there's a hole, kishaferes anoid, like the stopper of the barrel, which is a midah of two fingers that can swivel back and forth berevach, which today we explain as a shear of 3 inches, because being that the uka is really a separate entity than the rest of the ma'ara, so it needs a real point of connection of kishaferes hanoit. Om Rav Yehuda, said Rav Yehuda, Amosai, when do I say that you need a point of connection for the uka, for the separate dugout, kishaferes hanoit, like the size of shaferes hanoit, bizman shehuma medes es atzma, if a person would stand on top of this uka and the cover would hold him up and he wouldn't fall in. And so he dug out this place underneath in the cave, but it's all contained because the cover the natural cover, you know, he dug underneath it, so he has a covering on top, it holds itself up. So therefore it's really separate from the rest of the mikveh. So in order to connect it, that's when you need Shaferes HaNoit to make it part of the same mikveh. If he would stand on the cover on the roof of this uka and it would fall in, so then we don't consider it like its own area, and then as long as it's connected a little bit to the mikveh, so then it's already considered part of the mikveh and you don't need a point of connection of kishaferes hanoit.